AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A man armed with a hunting-style rifle opened fire last night inside a Macy's in a mall in Burlington, Washington, killing four women, critically wounding another man. State Police Sergeant Mark Francis tells reporters.
The last description on the shooter was that he was leaving from the mall, heading west towards I-5. He was described as a Hispanic male wearing gray.
There's no word on a motive for the shooting or if the man had any help. Peaceful protests, Charlotte, North Carolina, against Tuesday's police shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. His wife, Rakia Scott, made public a cell phone video of events leading up to his shooting death, including police demanding that he drop a weapon.
Drop the gun! Keith, don't do it.
Drop the gun!
Keith, get out the car!
The family has called on police to release dash cam and body cam video of the incident. The funeral for a 13-year-old Columbus, Ohio boy shot and killed by police will be held today. Police say Officer Brian Mason shot Tyree King 10 days ago after the young teen ran from investigators and pulled out a BB gun that looked like a real firearm. A grand jury will investigate, but his family wants an independent investigation. President Obama wants the African American History and Culture Museum opening today in Washington to be embraced by all people.
The president says he hopes visiting whites will appreciate the roots of black anger in places like Tulsa and Charlotte.
I understand. I sympathize. I empathize.
But he says blacks should find in its displays on the civil rights movement fresh reason for hope.
All that progress we've made tells me that I cannot and will not sink into despair.
At a reception for backers, Obama said by illuminating the complex, sometimes harrowing story of African Americans, the museum can help us talk to each other. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. Russia's foreign minister tells the UN that the U.S. and the West are playing favorites.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused the West of employing a double standard against terrorism when it comes to Syria, helping Ukraine to play a zero-sum game against Russia, and seeking advantage at talks on weapons reduction. Speaking through a UN interpreter, he reached for a literary analogy.
In today's world, we cannot use the philosophy of anti-heroes of George Orwell's anti-utopian Animal Farm, where all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others.
Lavrov even touched on the barring of Russian athletes from the Olympics for a state-sponsored doping program, denouncing the exclusion as politically motivated. Warren Levinson, New York.
The UN says close to 2 million people in Aleppo, Syria, are without running water. UNICEF official says attacks knocked out a pumping station supplying water to 250,000 people in a rebel-held part of the city. And in retaliation, rebels cut off water to 1.5 million people in a government-held section of the city. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.